When he wrote me his fun fact, I think he doesn't know he wrote this. He meant to say, when I'm not farming and musicking, I'm a botanist, birder, and ultimate frisbee enthusiast. Yeah. Cool, right? What he actually wrote, when I'm not farming and music, Ingrid, I'm a botanist, birder, and ultimate frisbee enthusiast. So, you called yourself Music Ingrid, so that's how I'm going to introduce you. Okay. Yeah, like Alex last night goes by Lead to Sea, I believe Nathaniel's goes by Music Ingrid. He's a singer. If I launch into this paragraph, are you going to be tuned in time, my friend? Yeah, we're getting there? All right, here we go. He is a singer, songwriter, and organic farmer whose music has dirt under its fingernails. Huh? The product of decades of hard work and crafting, retuning, replanting, and retelling musical stories. He truly embraces the crafts of songwriting and guitar playing. His style is true American roots music, despite the name Ingrid, which is not common in America. Combining the soulful edge of tradition with the Pacific Northwest's legacy of freedom and innovation. How are we doing? All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, from Washington State, Nathaniel Talbot.
Hey, everybody. Man, I'm really excited to be here. It's kind of a weird, twisted form of singer-songwriter hell to have to close out an amazing night like this, but I'm gonna do my damnedest here. I was kind of sitting back there through the whole evening watching these amazing bands and just like hoping for a dud. Just like, man, hope those Talbot brothers crash and burn. Make me look good, but no duds tonight, guys. So I got married a couple months ago to a beautiful woman, and that's a good thing. I just bought a little bit before that. I bought a piece of land up on Whidbey Island, and now running a pretty successful farm business. And now I'm been accepted to be a showcase artist in this amazing festival. So things are going really good for me. But then my brain has this damning like elasticity. So every morning I wake up, and despite what I think should be goals achieved that should move me forward and make me feel more self-fulfilled and actualized and deeper and more expansive of a person, I just wake up feeling like the same person. Do you guys feel that way sometimes? So I started meditating, hoping to fix that, and it's not really working. 7 minutes every couple of months hasn't proved its results yet, so I tried to write a song to solve all my problems here. These are all new songs. I'm going to jump into the studio and record an album this winter, and so if you've listened to any of my material on my records or online, you probably haven't heard any of these songs tonight, so I'm excited to play a bunch of new stuff for you.
Take a picture of me smiling to show tomorrow I'm fine. Cause I'm riding the long wave up. Every ripple on the waves, a fistful of dynamite. I'm making lists and checking things off. I'm dreaming dreams, living them one by one. Reaching a rising, self-actualizing. But one bad showing, I'm down with the sinking sun. How do you get with the good changes when your mind is made up? Your mind is made up of rubber bands. Like a past self, turning the pages, singing, you're never gonna be a happy man. Just reflecting my surroundings, the friends, scenery, sounds spinning round me. One by one I changed them out somehow. Shed every cell in my body and kept every doubt. Dark matter buried deep in my brain. Yeah, send down a root and watch it snap back in my face. A zero-sum track on repeat in my head. I'm walking the tidal zones of dopamine falling and rising. rising again, because my mind is made up. My mind is made up of rubber bands, like a past self turning the pages, singing, you're never gonna be a happy man. How do you get with the good changes when your mind is made up of rubber bands, like a past self? Changes when your mind is made up, your mind's made up of rubber bands, like a past self turning the pages, singing, you're never gonna be a happy man. How do you get with the good changes when your mind is made up of rubber bands?
Hey, thank you. Played this one a couple times live, and every time it's been wildly different than the last time, which is kind of fun. I hope it stays that way. But this song I wrote for myself, really to try to gain some perspective about music and being an artist. Any artists out there? Okay, no, didn't think so. It's you know how it is to be a songwriter in particular. You're just kind of like a writhing mass of ego and emotion bouncing into other people and passing judgments and reflecting on yourself and judging yourself and like asking why that guy got the gig when I should have got the gig when I'm way better, and you're just kind of a mess, and it's a bunch of nonsense, really, why we put ourselves through that, when really music, I try to tell myself it should be a privilege every time I get up here, no matter how big the opportunity is, whether I'm playing for two people in a private showcase room or playing for this crowd, which is so amazing. I want to tell myself that it's a privilege, and no matter where I am, there's probably 1,000 people that are equally qualified waiting, banging down the door behind me, waiting for that same opportunity. And so to be up here is just, it's awesome. And I'm sure there's a million people in this room that could have been up on this stage with the 12 of us doing these official showcases. And so it's a total privilege to be here. Try to write songs, remind myself of that sometimes.
These songs would have flown up on their own somehow. Don't let me pretend, 'cause I've seen enough to know that a good seed in a poor ground won't grow. You can string words like pearls on the pages of your mind, sing sweeter than any sparrow can, dream taller than the pines. But without a guide up the mountain to where the jet stream blows, a good song won't carry far from home. singing softly in the shadows. Born with guitars and songbooks on the nursery floor, change in my pocket and a voice in the choir. One young man's daydreaming were my mere fruits of the earth. Stumbling on stage, I'm mistook for proof of my worth. And now I'm standing here, not knowing what spotlight I stole, whose airwaves I'm riding, what dice I did roll. What wilder poets are out there with just a handful of seed in a desert of poverty? Point the lights and cameras at less lucky men. The next blank canvas is for an unseen child. Pass the mic down to a countryless woman, singing softly in the shadows.
Hey, thank you. Weird times in the United States. I wrote this song because sometimes I wake up and I just feel like everyone around me has gone totally nuts. Not just people on the other side of the political aisle, but like my friends, myself. You guys have the feeling. Stop just sitting there quiet like you don't know what I'm talking about. Come on. We're all going a little crazy here these days. So this is a brand new song. It's called Frames. It's about our amazing ability to relate to our fellow Americans, I say sarcastically.
Lost my key right there on the hook, hiding just outside my frame of mind. I huff and I blame, but would rather not look outside this old frame, where I'm forced to deny that I've been spending less time in three dimensions, framed inside the last headline that grabbed my attention. Good to hold a shiny thing. Kaleidoscopes making patterns from pure insanity. Pixels and bytes bundled up and wrapped tight, yeah, into my reality. Candid pose when I leave the room. Storylines fit nicely into columns and rows. this frame is a castle from which I look out onto a world full of phantoms and self-conformers. They're huffing half-truths high up in their four-tight corners. Your frame stands out like a price tag left on a handmade present between yours and that of the next man in line. There's a dark void feeding on fear and resentment. Two competing brands of the same disinfectant spraying facts down when they show up unexpected. Thing. Kaleidoscopes making patterns from pure insanity. Pixels and bytes bundled up and wrapped tight, yeah, into my reality. Thanks.
Holy cow, I was so cold before this. I was like nervous and my blood was leaving every vessel in my body, and now I like am burning up. One second. Sorry, these songs I just realized I've taken on like a weird, dark, cynical arc. This song goes out to our all-wise political rulers. Sorry. If you don't have inspiration to write songs in a year like this, you should probably get out of the business because it's been really good. If you're not just scared shitless and locked in a closet, then it's been pretty, pretty good for songwriting. So not great at crafting enlightened policy, but pretty good at playing to our base instincts as animals, pitting us against each other. This one's called Animal.
You know me by the animal I am, howling at the empty wind, pissing lines in the sand. You know me by the reptile in my brain, who smells of fight and takes the wheel. His anger, my fence, his fear, my chain. There are jobless beasts tunneling neath the walls from the south, godless birds here to topple all our angels from the clouds. And the snakes in the yard will rise up and strike any day. Now, animal, are you predator or prey? By the dog I am, barking like hell, someone at the door, and biting if they dare reach out their hand. You know me by the raging bull within. Behind every screen there's a red cape dangling. I charge, bleed, feed on adrenaline. Yeah, and there are jobless beasts tunneling neath the walls from the south. Godless birds here to topple all our angels from the clouds. And the snakes in the yard will rise up and strike any day. Now, animal, are you predator or prey? Come on, animal, are you predator or prey? I'm just a scared crow, a fraidy cat, a spooked horse on a dark path, a young pup who only wants his mother's milk and a long nap. I got a bad master, an angry cancer keeps me out in the cold. I don't wanna be your animal. I don't wanna be your animal.
Thank you, guys. So I'm not going to let my words get in the way of making this song a little more uplifting, so I'm just not going to sing. Let the notes do the talking. I've been, I live on Whidbey Island. I'm an organic farmer up there. It's been amazing to come here and play music. I feel musical for the first time than I have in like the past 6 months. I haven't had much time to be playing. And it's there's slim pickings as far as musicians go to play with on an island, and so I've been looking for accompanists for, I've been there 7 years now. I've been looking the whole time and haven't really found anyone perfect that kind of matches my style. But I had really loved this Irish fiddle player that I'd watched in the pub for years, and I approached him one day. I'm like, hey man, I'm an Irish guitar player. Do you want to start a band? I know nothing about Irish music. And he's like, sure, yeah. And we started playing some jigs and some reels, and I slowly manipulated him into becoming my fiddle player for my band. And I wasn't really interested in Irish music ever. But over the years of doing that, I've slowly developed a taste for it, and I've started to appreciate some of the nuances between the jigs and the reels. And he's taught me a lot, to the point where I've actually started writing a few fingerstyle Irish-inspired pieces. So this is a jig. It's a double jig, actually. He informed me. I'm not really sure what that means still, but I figured it'd be a cool rap name if I ever wanted to go that route. And I'm just gonna leave it there, I think. Thank you. Have a great night, everyone. Thank you so much.